Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump expects by next week the U.S. and its allies will have liberated all of the territories once held by ISIS.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons joins us. Mike, are we actually seeing the end of the ISIS caliphate?
Well, we're seeing the end of the caliphate as it exists from a geographical perspective on the ground. I think ISIS will continue as an ideology and will crop up in certain places across the Middle East, and we'll likely have to combat it there again. But from a military perspective, I think that it does not have the same capabilities it had back in 2011 when it was picking up material from the battlefield left over from the U.S. And the Iraq incursion, and they were able to wage war. That capability is gone. It's been destroyed over the past few years, and I think we're at this point now where we can use other elements of national power in order to continue to put pressure on ISIS.
The president sticking with his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. Are you on board with that?
I am. I think that unless we've got another authorization of use of military force, we can't be inside another sovereign country like that. Congress didn't approve them to go there when Barack Obama asked back 2014 or so, and now they're trying to keep him from taking those troops out. So they're somewhat hypocritical, I believe. But if the Congress wants to approve more forces there and they have a direct mission, that's fine. But right now, this mission of watching Iran or keeping our eye on things just doesn't pass the common sense test for how we should be deploying U.S. forces.
Mike, we all remember George W. Bush's mission accomplished. Don't we have to be careful in saying that ISIS has been eradicated?
Right, we do. In the days of us, bringing an enemy on the battleship Missouri, making them sign the surrender documents like we did in World War II, those days are long gone. And to say that this is done here is probably not the right way to go. Mission is not accomplished because this is going to go on a while. This is a generational fight, again, as an ideology. But for all practical purposes, from a military perspective, ISIS does not threaten existentially the United States. And I think we've got to face that fact, although there are many in Washington that want the boogeyman, want to hold up them as a threat because it's in their best interest and it's a sad way to keep this whole thing going.
Thanks, Mike. CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.